Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to third. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Evers steals second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Benton moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benton moves to third. Lake moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers is thrown out after the base hit. Benton scores. Lake scores. Kell moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Christman reaches second base with a double. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Christman trying to get to home. Wakefield throws the ball into Richards, who tags Christman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Kell moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. one out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Benton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillinger for the out. Christman moves to third. Locatello moves to second. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 3 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Zarrilla moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Stevens scores. Mancuso moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Webb steals second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Al Benton. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Webb moves to third. 2 outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Outlaw goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 4 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Zarrilla strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.